Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And got a good one for you today because the green agenda is dead. Done. Finished. Like, subscribe, comment, share the video. Today, got a sponsor, Patriot Gold. But first things first, guys. One of the country's largest solar companies, Titan Solar, just went out of business. And on June 16th, they notified all their employees that they could not find a buyer. Now, to give you guys an idea, I thought solar was hot. I thought it was the greatest thing ever. It's not. And there's a real problem with it. And the thing about Titan, it is a great story. And the thing about this solar company is that people install solar panels on their homes thinking that they're going to have free energy and that they're never going to have to pay for anything at all. And that's just not the case. So Titan had over 100,000 installations done. Huge company, multiple states, and they had multiple complaints, multiple lawsuits, just a complete nightmare of a company all the way around. And the problem that Titan has right now is that they have got solar panels installed on 100,000 houses that who's going to warranty those? Here's the thing about solar. I worked at SolarCity, and this was about 12, 13 years ago, and went there and had a lot of questions, wanted to learn the digital world of the home improvement industry. And it was very fascinating because every single employee was incentivized, from the woman that answered the phone to the installers to the salespeople to everybody. You had bonuses set on how you sold things, which is how Titan did it. And I'll tell you, one thing that's fascinating was you would go out and you would sell a product, and I would raise my hand and ask questions. How can we do this? How can we give a 20-year warranty on something like an inverter that basically has a 10-year life on it? Damn, don't talk about that. Don't mention that. Now, the inverter is the thing that inverts energy from AC to DC or DC to AC, okay? And takes your sunlight and inverts it to your AC electricity in your house. Anyways, those inverters have a tendency to break. In the last 13 years, they've gotten much, much better. Okay, let's put it that way. And now the big thing with the inverters is efficiency. Do you have an efficient inverter? That's the whole idea with that right now. I'm on the canals today just for a quick video for you. But as people, buy these solar systems, they're trying to figure out what is the best way to do it. And as you walk in an area like this, you have all these houses that spent all this money on solar, and people think it's free. Now think about this. Titan had an incentive program where you could become a Titan dealer, and as long as you sold the product for X amount of dollars per kilowatt, then they would go out and they would install it for you. And then if you sold it above those prices, you could make substantial commissions. The problem with this is that they had dealers from around the country lying to people. Sign here, do this, and you'll get the system installed. You'll never pay another dime of electricity. One man was promised he would have free electricity on his home, and he had two loans on his home, one for $75,000 and one for $80,000, to where he had over $80,000. He had $166,000 of the loans on his house. Now, guys, how much is your electric bill? Could your electric bill ever, equal $186,000 over the course of your lifetime? You know what I mean? So this guy just got completely fleeced, and he ended up suing them. And I believe he was in Ohio, but the story is below on that. The thing that is absolutely wild is, think about this. Solar installers, you've seen the ads. Hey, install solar for free. There's very few solar, incentives right now. And these incentives that used to be there that made it so that you could have a $30,000, $40,000 solar system knocked down to $15,000, $20,000 are over with. So people are financing these things to the moon. And the other thing that SolarCity invented was a thing called a solar lease, where you didn't, own anything. It was just put on your house and installed on your house. And the problem with this was that you had a payment for 20 years. Try selling your house with that on it. the new owner had to assume the responsibility for the lease, or you had to satisfy the lien, the UCC lien that was put on the house. And people don't realize that. They never thought about this and never put pen to paper when it came to putting solar on the house. So you have all these people that spent all this money and they have solar energy put in their houses that they spent way, 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 way too much money for. So, absolute disaster. But there are no deals. There are no, you know, government grants and things like that that they had before. These grants have completely disappeared. And when you think about this, since 2023, you've had 23 large solar companies that have gone out of business. Of these bankruptcies, you have almost, it's 800,000 homes that have solar on them that have no warranty or nobody to service the debt. Okay, service the unit, service, you know, hey, my inverter's bad, my panels are bad, whatever. So, very interesting. Now, let's add to this, okay? A lot of people just think, oh gosh, it's free. I have people that write me and say, I have solar installed in my house and I have a Tesla and this is all free. Okay, you can kid yourself and tell yourself that, but somebody paid for the solar panels in the first place. That's how it works. There's nobody's getting free electricity from anybody. Now here in California, the other cool thing about this is that there's connection charges, there's different charges. If you go out and you install solar and you're off the grid, you know, you still gotta be connected to the grid here in California. So there's just no free solar with free love and free money. Just not out there. So Titan goes down for the count. Look at all these, but the other companies, Sun Power, Sunrun, they're all in huge trouble, guys. So be leery. One of the greatest stories I heard in the last 60 days was, you know, we hear about all these hedge funds that are buying houses, which is a small percentage, under 6% of the house purchases are these hedge funds that everybody said are going to buy everything. Anyways, these hedge funds, a lot of them look at homes with solar and run. They will not buy a house with any solar installed to it. Why? For the simple fact that when you drill into a roof, if it's not done correctly, you have a leak and you will damage the house, and it inevitably creates a problem. Think about this. Think of the dozens of screws that go into putting solar panels on your house. What if one of them's done wrong? That's all it takes. You have some capillary action and pull that water through your roof, it'll destroy it. But again, disaster, disaster. So let me know what you think about this, and there's a lot more to cover. Let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. Patriot Gold Group has a milestone that they just hit. They are number one rated with Consumer Affairs for 8 years in a row now. That is absolutely stellar. I'm so honored to have them as a sponsor to the channel. You guys have got to call Patriot Gold Group today. 888-330-1431. Look at what all the experts are saying about gold. Look at the fact that there is so much going on in this world, with the instability, with Putin and North Korea becoming friends. Come on, what else do you need? The instability of the stock market is only going to get worse, guys. Contact them today. Look at getting gold and silver into your retirement fund now. Call them and just ask questions, guys. They have the best customer service. I love their customer service. They're such great people. Contact them today. 888-330-1431. You don't want to call them? Use the link below, fill it out, get the free investor guide sent out. It's fantastic. Now, EV car sales. German EV car sales are off 31% right now. That's huge, guys, from 1 year ago. The problem is that people say it's the maintenance, it's the unreliability, it is the problems with not being able to find charging stations. That's Germany, guys. It's not the United States. Here it's worse. People are not buying these cars like they did before. That's why we're seeing the bankruptcies. That's why we're seeing Tesla's sales down too. This is not going to go well right now. People's number one excuse for not buying an EV car, they're waiting for a cheaper unit. They want the cars to become cheaper and then they will buy them. Well, does anybody really believe that we're going to have a $20,000 EV car that you're going to be able to drive and have reliability and put 200,000 miles on it? Who believes that? I sure don't. I don't believe that that's anywhere in the cards. And again, I don't believe anybody elderly is going to use these cars and have them be part of their daily life. So correct me if I'm wrong, guys, but the EV agenda, the green agenda, having all this stuff force-fed to us has been a problem. It is broken, and there is real issues with all of this. Let me know what you think about this stuff so far. Capital One, the credit card company, has just set aside $16 million for payments. If you were ever charged for fees for making ACH payments, you had a return check fee charged to you, these were excessive. And they are giving people $16 million, and they will put a direct deposit directly into your account based on the charges and what you had. So take a look at that. The next one is another cyber attack, City of Cleveland. They're shut down. They don't have access to be able to operate the city in any meaningful way right now. Cannot conduct normal city business right now because of the cyber attack. But they issued a letter to the from the city manager to the local news company and said, "Hey, you know, we're not going to pay. We're just going to not demand that they're going to refuse to pay this bill." So you're going to see more of this. But what's that going to do? How are they going to fix this and go out? And if they don't pay the ransom, they're not going to have city operations. So who knows what's going to happen next, guys? You're going to see this more and more and more. And, you know, if you're a vendor, not writing checks. If you do business there, you need a building permit. You need to pay your water bill because they shut it off. You're out of luck right now in the city of Cleveland. So that's the problem, is that this stuff affects a lot more things than people think when they have these cyber attacks. And it's just a matter of time until, you know, again, had this conversation yesterday. Who's doing, you know, the work to stop this stuff? Nobody. Nobody. And again, if you think you have any vulnerability in your personal life, in your business, you should do what you can do to protect yourself. That's why we talk about the VPN so much, guys. So let me know what you think about all this stuff so far. Housing starts in May. We're off 5.5%. Wow, that seems like a lot. It is. It's the highest rate since COVID. And the building permits are off 3.8%. Okay, again, the highest rate since COVID. You know, additions, you know, new construction, add-ons, home improvements, new roof, shenanigans, okay? So almost 4%. Solar, for that matter, okay? It's completely off. Nobody wants to look at this. It's a great article below about how, you know, we were cruising to recovery. And what happened was, after a year and a half of stability and recovery, now it looks like we're heading towards a recession. We are so far, you know, into a recession. It is unbelievable right now. So, you know, everybody's out enjoying the canal right now. It's kind of nice. It's where I should be. So let me know, guys, what do you think about this? Because all the experts are talking about how it's time to take this seriously. You're paying your bills. You're paying for your water bill, your electric bill, food. You know, it was great meeting with Jack and going through that. Everything we talk about and just how expensive life is and how, you know, we have kids about the same age and how they need to be able to, you know, live. And how do you plan for the future when you can't budget for today? I really want to know that. Seriously. When you don't know what it's going to cost you next month to live, how do you budget? When that's all I do is preach, save your money and budget. How do you do that when you can't know what food is going to cost or electricity or anything, your insurance? Let me know. Just want to end this video with these last couple stories. And Olive Garden said that it has been destroyed by inflation and that the higher prices have hurt same store sales and that sales are down, you know, a few percentage points because of this. Now, understand this, down at all is wrong. 2%, 3%, 5% is awful because of the fact that, you know, this is the time of the year people should be going out and entertaining themselves and having grad parties and birthday parties and celebrating leaving school and just, you know, everything. It's summer. It's time. Okay. Olive Garden just announced also that they're raising their prices again. That's going to go over huge. So for us to stay profitable, we have to raise our prices. They're done, guys, because you can't raise it to oblivion. That's the problem that they have right now. The final thing, McDonald's, they're going to have a $5 meal starting on the 26th for a limited time. And you can get a McDouble, which is basically a double cheeseburger, or the McChicken, which is their fried chicken sandwich. And you can get some fries and a small drink for that. So that'll be $5. Okay? Again, guys, not food. It's ridiculous. And again, the fact that a filet of fish is $6 at their stores right now, and the CEO said this is going to do it. How is it going to do it? How is this going to be the thing that's going to turn this company around? You can tell Ray Kroc is dead, I'll tell you that. Anyways, please don't forget to hit the like button. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. It's hot out here. And you want to get a hold of me, it's hello@iallegedly.com. And I always love your stories, guys. I will see you guys very soon. Okay?